Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Total Information AM on KMOX at Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. We say hello to Kat Neville. It's great to see you.
Great to see you, too.
Explore St. Louis. Let's explore St. Louis.
Shall we?
Yes. How are things? You're very busy these days.
Yes. I feel like I'm a whirling dervish these days, essentially. But yes, all is well. Last week, we kind of talked with Megan about this ad effectiveness study that we do every year to measure the impact of what we're investing in marketing St. Louis. And so we kind of talked last week about ROI and the fact that we get like over $400 ROI on every dollar that we spend on marketing. And we're spending roughly half of what other markets do to reach our target audiences. What's interesting is that, you know, I know that we feel sometimes, at least I do, that yeah, I see these ads. I go on Facebook. So we're doing everything. It's television ads. It's Facebook. It's Google ads, responsive ads, this kind of stuff. And, I feel like I'm a passive observer of ads. Like, do they really influence me other than the things I scroll past with like sweaters on Instagram? It turns out there really is an influence with these ads in terms of the perception of the St. Louis region. And so as we are, looking at, year over year, developing and kind of like shifting our strategy and our marketing, it's really important that we understand what works and what doesn't.
The ads that people in other markets are seeing about St. Louis, mm-hmm. What are they? Are they the ones with Sterling K. Brown and Nikki Glaser and John Goodman?
Those are our traditional television ads. And so we do some linear television advertising. We do some over the top. And then we do have some cut downs of those that we run on social. But the vast amount of what people are seeing are part of our digital campaign, which are more seasonal. So, for example, we just launched our holiday campaign, and it is like lights, pop-up bars, winter fests, all the fun stuff you can do in St. Louis for the holidays, because Polar Express, for example, we are a huge holiday destination, particularly for smaller drive markets. If people are looking for, I want to go shopping, I want to give my kids kind of an over-the-top Christmas experience, holiday experience, especially for some of those smaller markets that are within drive, weekend drive time of St. Louis, we're reaching them with those messages. So they're like, oh, I'm going to St. Louis for the weekend and I'm going to buy tickets to Polar Express and stay at Union Station and go shopping. So
here's what I think. I think that you can sway and sell that to the visitors mm-hmm. from those outside markets. And they usually come through like, yeah, I liked that. That's
yes.
fun. I think maybe the bigger challenge is telling our own residents that we're good.
You are exactly right. And it is something that I have been talking with the leadership at Explore St. Louis, but also the mayor's office. Tomorrow I'm meeting with, folks from the police department. We are talking to the downtown SID. We're talking to stakeholders, obviously GSL, kind of across the board in how we can really help align our own region with the reality, frankly, of how amazing this region is. That obviously there is this kind of like narrative about the fact that St. Louis is not a safe city, and you know, we're not, there's crime everywhere. There's absolutely, there's work that needs to be done in St. Louis. But if you look at the statistics, you know, crime has improved double digits. And we actually are out of the top 10 in terms of like most dangerous cities. But I think it's also really important for people to understand that that rating system is skewed because we report as the city specifically because we're our own county. And so where other metropolitan areas, they report their crime statistics as a whole region. Ours are segmented because we are our own county. So it skews the actual crime that is happening in St. Louis and in the St. Louis region. And so if you were to report out St. Louis from a regional standpoint, we would fall down in like Charlotte, you know, some of these other mid-sized cities. So anyway, those types of messages are critically important to get out because we need to be our best advocates. I think that your point is exactly right, that putting ads together to bring people to the St. Louis region, you know, it's critically important that we, you know, keep tourism dollars flowing in. It's new dollars for this, for St. Louis, and it supports like hundreds, you know, tens of thousands of jobs in the hospitality industry. It's a critically important economic driver for the St. Louis region. But beyond that, we need to engage locals.
There is so much to do, and you mentioned the Christmas stuff, and I know Winterfest is coming up soon.
Yes.
In Keener Plaza. I don't know if it's too soon to talk about that, or what can we look forward to at least this weekend?
Well, so this weekend, speaking of holiday lights, Garden Glow starts.
And oh, I love Garden Glow.
Of course you do. Who
doesn't?
It's
the best.
It is the best. And
That's at the Missouri Botanical Garden,
it
by the way,
It is at
folks.
The Missouri Botanical Garden. And you know what? It's also Peter Pan is this weekend at the Fox. There's just so much going on.
There is a ton.
Yes.
There's an absolute ton.
Yes. So definitely get yourself out there. Go see Garden Glow. I think Winterfest is starting in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, maybe next week.
Yes. And yeah. It's last year they had their biggest year ever with, I believe, over 100,000 people going to Winterfest last year. And Polar Express, it sells out. And over 70,000 people last year went to Polar Express. So that's just the tip of the holiday festivity iceberg.
I don't do the Polar Express anymore because my kids are older and I can't interest them at all. But we'll still go to Union Station and just walk around because
the sleigh shed. Have you been to the sleigh shed?
It's over the top.
And literally, because they have things like hanging from the ceiling. It is absolutely over the top.
They do a great job.
They do.
Really is a great time of year to explore, you know, the city.
To explore St. Louis.
To explore St. Louis.
It is.
But it is really. Like, you know, I think the holiday season does bring people into the city a little bit more.
It does. And so when we're looking at, for example, like from an ad effectiveness standpoint, we promote St. Louis seasonally. So right now I mentioned it's the holidays, January, February. We're looking at really leaning into the arts. And then we get into spring break. We're a huge spring break destination. And, you know,
That's good to know.
Yes. And the lift that we see in terms of people's perception of St. Louis and their desire to travel here is between, you know, 0.4 and 0.5%, which is really very effective when you take a look at the numbers.
Visit ExploreSt.Louis.com for everything St. Louis.
Yes, that's right.
Vice President of Communications, Kat Neville, thank you.
Thank you.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.